Okay, let's get right down to it. Christians talk a lot about Jesus and him dying on a cross. But what's the point? I mean, what relevance does that have to life here in the 21st century? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's funny how attitudes change as society evolves. These days, the whole idea of sin for many seems like some old-fashioned, moralistic, judgmental, manipulative notion of an irrelevant church. But if we're honest with ourselves, we know that there's a right and a wrong in this world. We know that it's the things that we do wrong, the selfishness, the arrogance, the complaining, all that stuff that robs us of life itself. And so seriously did God take this great human malady of sin that he sent us his son Jesus to die to pay for my sin and for yours so that we might be forgiven. God's justice demanded that a price be paid, and Jesus paid that price through his death on that cross so that we might be set free from sin, its consequences, and its condemnation. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. God made us free from the power of darkness, and he brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son. The Son paid the price to make us free. In him we have forgiveness of sins. It's as though he came and purchased us at a great price. Think of it as a transfer fee to transfer us from one team to the other team, from the power of darkness to the kingdom of his beloved Son. He loves us so much that he would pay such a great price, such a great transfer fee, the life of his Son in whom we are saved from darkness and forgiven our sin. That's the truth, and that's God's word, fresh for you today. And you know, Jesus set you free so that you could live the most amazing life. No matter what's happened in your past, the truth is that your best is yet to come. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Your Best is Yet to Come. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.